Option B. Introduction. Option B, facing adversity, building resilience, and finding joy is a powerful guide co-authored by Sheryl Sandberg and Adam Grant, blending personal memoir, psychological research, and practical advice. The book explores how individuals can face adversity, build resilience, and find joy after trauma. It was inspired by Sandberg's experience with grief following the sudden death of her husband, Dave Goldberg, in 2015. Left to raise their two children alone, Sandberg recounts her emotional journey of coping with loss and rebuilding her life. While rooted in Sandberg's personal tragedy, the book offers universal insights applicable to anyone facing major setbacks, such as the loss of a loved one, illness, or job loss. Sandberg's reflections are paired with Grant's psychological expertise, offering research-backed strategies and real-life examples of resilience. One of the central themes is the idea of option A, the ideal path, versus option B, the alternative path when life doesn't go as planned. Rather than succumbing to despair, the authors argue that resilience enables individuals to make the most of their new reality and find meaning and joy. The book highlights that resilience is not an innate trait, but a skill that can be cultivated through effort and support. Sandberg and Grant provide a roadmap for navigating grief and hardship, emphasizing the importance of vulnerability, mindset shifts, and emotional support. Ultimately, option B offers hope, demonstrating that, despite life's challenges, individuals can find their way back to joy and renewal. Part 1. Facing Adversity. In option B, Sheryl Sandberg shares her personal journey of coping with the sudden death of her husband, Dave Goldberg, during a vacation in Mexico. This tragic event left Sandberg, once a confident and driven leader, feeling lost and vulnerable. She describes the overwhelming grief and emptiness that consumed her life, making her feel as though her future and sense of stability had crumbled. This painful experience sets the stage for the book's exploration of how people face and overcome adversity, whether it's through personal loss, illness, professional setbacks, or other life-altering events. Collaborating with psychologist Adam Grant, Sandberg introduces the concept of resilience, explaining that it's not an innate trait but a skill that can be developed over time. Resilience helps individuals adapt to difficult situations and move forward, even when it feels like everything is falling apart. The book explores how people often react to trauma with paralyzing grief, fear, or confusion. Grant also introduces counterfactual thinking, where individuals replay traumatic events in their minds, wondering how things could have unfolded differently. While this is a natural response, it often leads to feelings of guilt and regret, preventing healing. One key lesson from the book is the importance of acknowledging pain and openly discussing it. After Dave's death, Sandberg struggled with how to address her grief at work, fearing how others would react. She realized that avoiding the topic often made her feel more isolated. Addressing the difficult emotions directly helped her feel more connected with others, and she emphasizes the importance of offering support to those grieving, even if the right words are hard to find. Sandberg also shares her struggle with the expectations she placed on herself to remain strong for her children, work, and others. Over time, she learned that showing vulnerability is not a weakness but an essential part of resilience. Allowing herself to grieve and accepting help from others were crucial steps in her healing process. She learned that resilience doesn't mean facing pain alone, but involves reaching out for support and expressing emotions. The authors offer several stories of people overcoming adversity, reinforcing the message that resilience is built by facing challenges head-on and recognizing that recovery is not a linear process. The book emphasizes that while tragedy is inevitable, it's possible to grow through it. Sandberg's own grief, the void she felt after Dave's death, serves as a reminder that, with time and support, individuals can rebuild their lives with new meaning, purpose, and even joy. The journey toward healing may not be easy, but it is possible to emerge stronger. Part 2. Building Resilience. In option B, Adam Grant explores resilience as a skill that can be developed, rather than an innate trait. Drawing on psychological research, he explains that resilience is the ability to recover from setbacks, adapt to change, and persist in the face of adversity. Grant emphasizes that, while some may seem naturally better at handling challenges, resilience can be built through mindset shifts, specific practices, and support from others. One key framework introduced is the 3 P's of resilience, developed by psychologist Martin Seligman, which help individuals overcome barriers during adversity. Personalization, the tendency to blame oneself for negative outcomes. Sandberg shared how, after her husband's death, she struggled with guilt, wondering if she could have done something to prevent it. This self-blame is common in grief but hinders recovery. Pervasiveness, the belief that trauma affects all areas of life. Sandberg felt as though her entire world had collapsed, making it hard to see joy or normalcy in any part of her life. Many people facing trauma feel similarly, as if it impacts everything. Permanence, the belief that grief and pain will last forever. Sandberg initially thought the sadness would never end, but over time, she realized that while grief may persist, it does not define one's entire future. Grant and Sandberg urge readers to challenge these beliefs, recognizing that letting go of guilt, and accepting that pain is temporary, are essential steps in building resilience. Developing a resilient mindset. A significant part of building resilience is mental reframing, learning how to shift one's perspective and develop healthier, more constructive ways of thinking. Sandberg and Grant encourage people to practice self-compassion and allow themselves to grieve without judgment. Often, those who have experienced a traumatic event feel guilty for moments of happiness, believing that experiencing joy somehow dishonors the memory of the person they've lost or minimizes the significance of their struggle. However, the authors argue that it is essential to grant oneself permission to feel joy without guilt, even while grieving. Grant also discusses the role of optimism in resilience. Optimism doesn't mean denying pain or hardship but involves cultivating a belief that things can improve and that better days are ahead. The authors cite research showing that optimistic people tend to recover from adversity more effectively because they believe that setbacks are temporary and surmountable. This mindset shift is a crucial element in fostering resilience because it enables individuals to see beyond their immediate suffering and envision a future in which they can experience joy and purpose again. Option B, finding meaning after loss. A key element of resilience discussed in this section is the concept of embracing option B. Sandberg describes option A as the life that people imagine for themselves, the ideal path where everything goes as planned. However, when adversity strikes, option A may no longer be available. In Sandberg's case, her option A was the life she had envisioned with her husband, raising their children together and sharing in life's milestones. His death shattered that vision, leaving her to face an unplanned and painful reality. Option B, then, represents the ability to find meaning and purpose in life after the original plan falls apart. This doesn't mean ignoring the pain or pretending that the loss never happened, but rather accepting that life has irrevocably changed and still striving to make the most of what remains. Sandberg speaks about how she came to understand that while she could not bring Dave back, she could still be a loving mother, find joy, and contribute meaningfully to the world. This shift allowed her to continue moving forward, not in denial of her grief but in acceptance that it would always be part of her life while also making room for new experiences and opportunities. The authors also highlight how helping others can foster resilience. Sandberg describes how she found meaning in supporting others who were going through their own hardships, whether by offering a listening ear, sharing her experiences, or simply being present. Acts of kindness and connection helped her heal, reinforcing the idea that resilience is not only about individual coping strategies but also about fostering strong relationships and finding ways to support others in their time of need. Practical tools for building resilience. In this section of Option B, Sandberg and Grant provide practical strategies for developing resilience after adversity. Building a support system, they emphasize the importance of leaning on friends, family, and colleagues for emotional and practical support. Sandberg recounts how her network helped her through grief, offering comfort and assistance with daily tasks. Grant highlights that resilience is often fostered through a caring community, not isolation. Journaling and self-reflection. Writing about emotions can help process grief. Sandberg found journaling and sharing her experiences on social media to be therapeutic, reducing her sense of isolation. Practicing gratitude. Despite the difficulty of focusing on gratitude during grief, the authors suggest that acknowledging small moments of joy can shift focus from pain and encourage a sense of hope. Fostering post-traumatic growth. Grant introduces the concept of post-traumatic growth, which asserts that adversity can lead to positive personal development, such as increased strength, focus, and purpose. By the end of this section, it's clear that resilience is not about avoiding pain but learning to live with it and adapt. Sandberg's personal journey demonstrates that while life may change after a significant loss, it's still possible to rebuild a meaningful life filled with joy, purpose, and connection.
Part 3, Finding Joy.
In the later sections of Option B, Sheryl Sandberg and Adam Grant shift focus to how individuals can rediscover joy and find a new sense of meaning after experiencing profound loss or adversity. While recovery from trauma doesn't mean forgetting the pain, it involves learning to embrace life's potential for happiness, connection, and personal growth. The authors explore how resilience not only enables people to survive tragedy but also opens up the possibility of thriving in ways they might not have imagined.
The role of gratitude in healing.
One of the most impactful tools that Sandberg highlights in her healing process is the practice of gratitude. After Dave's death, the intensity of her grief was overwhelming, but she slowly began to recognize and appreciate small moments of joy that still existed in her life. She recounts how her children, despite their own loss, became a source of comfort and laughter for her, offering brief moments of respite from the sorrow. Instead of being consumed by what she had lost, Sandberg learned to focus on what she still had, a practice that helped her rebuild her emotional life.
Adam Grant reinforces this point by highlighting the psychological benefits of gratitude.
According to research, practicing gratitude can significantly increase happiness and shift a person's focus away from loss toward what remains positive in life. This doesn't mean denying pain or pretending that everything is fine, but rather making a conscious effort to notice and appreciate the good, however small, amidst the darkness. This mindset can help people create space for joy and peace, even in the midst of grief. Sandberg explains how gratitude became a daily practice for her, something she actively worked on to maintain perspective. For example, she started a tradition at dinner with her children where they would each share 3 moments of joy or gratitude from their day.
This simple ritual, although difficult at first, gradually helped her reframe her day-to-day life, providing moments of positivity that gave her the strength to move forward. Post-traumatic growth.
In Option B, Sandberg and Grant explore the concept of post-traumatic growth, where individuals who face trauma not only recover but emerge stronger with a new sense of purpose.
This psychological phenomenon suggests that adversity can lead to personal transformation.
For Sandberg, the death of her husband deepened her empathy for others experiencing loss and hardship, making her more compassionate and committed to supporting others. She also shifted her professional focus, becoming an advocate for resilience and emotional well-being. Grant expands on this by noting that post-traumatic growth often leads to a renewed focus on core values, deeper relationships, and a desire to contribute to others' well-being, turning pain into purpose. Sandberg channeled her grief into advocacy, using her platform to promote resilience and community support.
The power of community support.
A recurring theme throughout Option B is the importance of community and the role that empathy and support from others play in recovery. Sandberg speaks candidly about how the love and kindness of her friends, family, and colleagues became lifelines in the darkest moments of her grief. She explains that people often feel awkward or unsure about how to help someone in mourning, leading to uncomfortable silences or offers of vague support like "let me know if you need anything." However, what grieving individuals often need is not vague offers, but concrete actions and empathy from those around them. In her own experience, Sandberg found that what helped most were friends who showed up with specific offers of help, whether it was bringing meals, helping her with daily tasks, or simply sitting with her in silence. These small, practical gestures of kindness and support were invaluable to her healing process. In fact, Sandberg recounts that one of the most important things her friends did was to listen without judgment or trying to fix her pain. Simply being present, acknowledging her loss, and allowing her the space to grieve were some of the most supportive actions they could take. The authors emphasize that emotional support systems are crucial not only for recovery from grief but also for sustaining joy and well-being in everyday life. They encourage people to create strong networks of friends, family, and colleagues who can offer both emotional and practical support in times of need. This, Sandberg notes, is a form of leaning in that goes beyond professional ambition. It's about leaning into relationships and emotional connections that can carry people through life's toughest moments.
Helping others through their grief. One of the most practical pieces of advice offered in Option B is how to support someone who is grieving.
Sandberg and Grant explain that rather than offering generalized statements like, "let me know if you need anything," it's more helpful to take specific, concrete actions. They suggest simple, thoughtful gestures like inviting someone to dinner, offering to help with errands, or even just sending a heartfelt message to let the person know you're thinking of them. These small acts can make a big difference, especially when someone is feeling overwhelmed and doesn't have the energy to ask for help or articulate their needs. Sandberg also discusses the importance of showing up, even when it feels uncomfortable or awkward. Often, people avoid reaching out to those who are grieving because they fear saying the wrong thing or making things worse.
But the authors remind readers that offering imperfect support is better than offering none at all.
Acknowledging the loss, expressing sympathy, and simply being there are far more meaningful than staying silent out of fear. Additionally, Grant highlights the importance of understanding that everyone grieves in their own way and at their own pace. Some may want to talk about their loss, while others might need space and time to process their emotions privately. The key is to be patient and responsive to their needs, offering support without pressure.
Rediscovering joy and meaning.
At its core, Option B is about rediscovering joy and meaning after loss. Sandberg and Grant argue that while life may never return to what it was before a traumatic event, it is still possible to find happiness and purpose.
The path to recovery is neither quick nor linear, but with the right support, mindset, and coping strategies, it is possible to build a new life that, while different from what was imagined, can still be fulfilling. For Sandberg, rediscovering joy involved finding ways to honor her grief while also making space for happiness.
She learned that it was okay to laugh, to experience moments of joy, and to move forward with her life even though her pain hadn't disappeared. By integrating grief into her life rather than trying to eliminate it, she found a way to hold both joy and sorrow, allowing her to live fully again. Through personal stories, research-backed insights, and practical advice, Option B offers readers a powerful framework for facing life's challenges, building resilience, and rediscovering the possibility of joy after loss. The authors remind us that while we cannot always control what happens to us, we can choose how we respond, and in doing so, we can find strength, purpose, and happiness even in the most difficult of times.